non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all, especially Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the SuperTalk Mississippi Network. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, this is going to be a message we keep pounding out there. Everybody out there, everybody knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it or someone you love. If that's the case, pick up the phone, get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at Take Down This Number, guys, 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. That number's on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Make it happen, guys, and help the ones you love put that chapter behind them. They're the ones that can help. Sitting here, coffee in hand, looking out the window at another gorgeous fall day. We're getting snow here in the Philadelphia area. Lord have mercy. We are definitely looking at wintertime now. And hope you're all having a fabulous week. Guys, I want to jump right into today's subject matter. Later on in the hour, we're having a fabulous diabetes expert, a doctor, a person who's really battling this back really nicely. And for this first segment, I want to go over, because this is something, diabetes, I don't have it, but you know, we all know family members who have got it. And it's something that's really kind of jumping off the charts these days, not only diabetes, but raised blood sugar, okay? So the subject matter for today is talking about battling back that high blood sugar numbers, which doesn't just lead to diabetes a lot of the time. It can lead to weight gain. It can lead to just feeling sluggish. It can kind of tear down your immune system a bit. There's a lot of reasons that you want to keep your blood sugar low, not just if you've been diagnosed diabetic, even if you haven't, if you have a family history of it, if you think that you're somewhere in the risk, you know, area for that kind of thing. Today, for this first segment, we're talking about easy, inexpensive ways to lower your blood sugar really, really effectively. Number one, and I hate this one as much as you do, so don't roll your eyes at me. Exercising regularly. This doesn't have to mean run a 15-mile marathon. Okay, on a daily basis, you don't. Take 20 minutes a day. Stretch, walk, do anything other than sitting in your seat. And guys, you're listening to a radio talk show host. I have a master's degree in sitting in my seat. Okay, I get it. I got to get up more often as well. We're all in this together. Regular exercise not only will help you lose weight when nothing else can, but it increases insulin sensitivity. This is important. It's not just some blah, blah, blah doctor's talk. Here's what it does. Increased insulin sensitivity means your cells are better able to use the available sugar in your bloodstream. That leads to the ripple effect of losing weight faster, getting healthier, and plunging your risk for diabetes. If you do have diabetes or you're thinking about someone that you love who does, this is the kind of thing that helps them manage their symptoms beautifully, okay? And it doesn't have to be some crazy, you know, gym membership nuttiness where you're there working out an hour a day. 20 minutes, a half hour tops, and you can spread it out during the day. 10 minutes, three times a day. There you go. Bottom line, exercise greatly increases your insulin sensitivity, which is exactly what you want, whether you're trying to drop a few pounds, whether you're trying to manage some diabetes symptoms, and it helps your muscles pick up sugars from the blood, which will, no argument, lead to reduced blood sugar levels. It's all good. Next up, and this one has worked for me effortlessly when it comes to, you know, lowering my weight. Oh, my Lord. We're on our path. We're on the path for that. And for people out there who are trying to drop a few pounds, who are trying to lower their risk of diabetes, if you've got people in your family tree who have it, maybe a spouse or someone you care about who has it, you're trying to help them with their symptoms as well. One of the top tools in your toolbox is controlling your carb intake. Your body breaks carbs down into sugars, mostly glucose, which you know is a big fat bad word when it comes to diabetes and lowering your blood sugar. And then insulin moves the sugar into cells. All right. So when you eat too many carbs or you're having problems with your insulin function, the process fails, the blood glucose levels spike, and then your risk for diabetes goes through the roof. And people who you know who are fighting diabetes, it's just a bad place for them. There are several things you can do about this. If you control your carbs, I'm talking seriously, put a lockdown on them, and you just own it, will you? We all love a big plate of spaghetti. I ever find out the huge meteorite is heading towards Earth, it's me in a popcorn bowl full of spaghetti. I'm right there with you. In the meantime, we got reality. And when your body is going to be really benefiting huge from reducing the carb intake, just do it, okay? Carbs, again, bottom line, carbs are broken down into glucose, which raise blood sugar levels. That's bad. You want to gain some weight? Keep up with the carbs. You want to lower your weight? You want to greatly lower your risk of diabetes? If you want to really control your diabetes, shut down the carbs. You own it. You master it, make it happen. Next up, increase your fiber intake. I can't believe I used to be cool. I used to be hip. And now I'm talking about fiber intake with enthusiasm. All right. I hear the voice coming out of my mouth. I get this, but hear me out. Fiber slows carb digestion and sugar absorption. And for these reasons, it promotes a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. Okay. Bottom line. Eating plenty of fiber, and I'm talking about fun stuff. Get some mixed nuts. They're good. You know, get the high fiber bread if you're going to do bread. Here's something I do, and again, do not mock me because it works. And yes, I used to be cool. I will always own that. I may not be cool now, but I've got some high fiber intake. You take ground up flax seeds, which you can get anywhere, and mix them into peanut butter. Have that for a snack. It is a dynamite, amazing high fiber. All right, I got about 5 minutes before the break. I want to get more of these in. Drink water, stay hydrated. It doesn't take a crazy high fructose, high sugary drink to stay hydrated. Please just pick up some water, okay? Staying hydrated reduces blood sugar levels, helps prevent diabetes. Simple as that. Boom, water is best. Next up, choose foods with a low glycemic index. All right, you know what this is? You've all heard of this, but just for the few people left on Earth who haven't. Glycemic index was developed to assess the body's blood sugar response to foods that contain carbs. In regular layman's terms, the higher a glycemic index, and I'm talking really high glycemic indexes are white sugar, white flour, you know, a beautiful toasted bagel. We all love them, but if you're trying to master your carbs, don't go for the bagels. Don't go for the sugar. Foods with a low glycemic index. Here's what we got. Meat, eggs, you know, barley, a nice barley soup, beans, lentils, legumes. Here's a good one. I consider this like a good high, whatever starch. I love sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes desperately. They are my carb of choice, and they've got a really low glycemic index. They're good for you. So if you're in the mood for the potatoes, but you're trying to go lean a little healthier, get a sweet potato instead. It's a beautiful thing. Next up, monitor your blood sugar levels. Now, I don't do this, however, because I don't have diabetes. I'm not pre-diabetic. I'm just trying to lose some weight. So I'm managing the sugar that I'm eating, and I'm drinking a lot more water, getting the exercise in. And it's so freaking annoyingly effective. I'm still doing it. We're dropping a lot of pounds here. It feels great. But if you are, say, pre-diabetic, or say you are diabetic, you're trying to knock it back, or you're just a wonderful geek about your health and you're monitoring your blood sugar anyway, measuring and monitoring blood glucose levels will help you control them. If you maintain a log with this every day, it's going to help you adjust foods, help you adjust any medications, maybe lower the medications. There's good reasons for monitoring this stuff. This next one I love because not only is it super effective, it's free. Getting enough sleep. You guys, I'm right there with you. I mean, there are several things on this earth that I would put aside, I mean, fun adult things, in order to get more sleep. I mean, it's embarrassing. Again, see my earlier notes on how I used to be cool, but I would happily, like, put off a fabulous evening out, dancing, movie, whatever, if I got a couple extra hours sleep. It's pathetic, but it's true, and I'm probably not alone. But getting enough sleep It feels great. It's necessary for good health. Poor sleeping habits, a lack of rest, also affect blood sugar levels and insulin sensitivity. Boom. They can also, this stinks, they can also increase appetite and promote weight gain if you don't get enough sleep. Sleep deprivation also highlighted in several, you know, Rambo torture movies, whatever. You know when it's a form of torture, it's bad. All right, sleep deprivation, an actual form of torture. And we're doing it to ourselves deliberately because we got work to do. We got cleaning to do. We want to have, you know, some nice quality time with family and friends. I get it. Get yourself more sleep. Chances are excellent. I don't know your sleep patterns per se. I love hearing from you all every week. Chances are, if you are anything like me, you're not getting enough sleep. And looking at these reports, holy crap. A good sleep is, here we go, I'm saying this flat out from doctor's reports here. Furthermore, good sleep is about both quantity and quality. You laying there in a bed doesn't count as sleep. You have to actually be sleeping for that. If you find yourself tossing and turning, up the exercise a little bit more. I'm talking just by 10 minutes more a day. You're going to find your sleep goes through the roof. It's annoying, but it's true. This, I got to get in before the break. Eat foods rich in chromium and magnesium. Magnesium, one of my favorites. All right, this is the best part. Not only dark leafy greens, yawn, whole grains, also dark chocolate. I do dark chocolate every day. Magnesium rich, everyone's a winner. Chromium rich foods, egg yolks, whole grain products, high brand cereals. Bran, I'm talking bran. I used to be cool. Coffee, amen. Nuts, green beans, broccoli, and meat. Beautiful stuff. Next up, try apple cider vinegar. It has huge benefits for your health, including helping to control blood sugar. Who knew? Go out, get a bottle of apple cider vinegar. It goes with a bunch of other stuff. Research it yourself. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back after the break, Rainey Partain and Amy Folker, credible advances in diabetes management. It's just out, including the Freestyle Libra 14-day right after this.
Cheap is small. The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play, Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech, laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And I have been really looking forward to these next guests joining us. Diabetes is one of the, well, you guys know this, the fastest growing epidemics out there, affecting more than, can you believe this number? Affecting more than 400 million people worldwide. We all know someone who's fighting it. Maybe it's you that's fighting it. November also, FYI, Diabetes Awareness Month. And joining us from a very busy schedule is type 1 diabetes patient Rainey Partain and diabetes educator Amy Folker. Ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. Again, I was really looking forward to this. You know, we all know someone who is fighting diabetes right now, living with it, dealing with it, owning it, but it can be a struggle sometimes. So hearing about these amazing breakthroughs and advancements is just incredibly, you know, encouraging and uplifting. Amy, I'm going to start with you if I could.
Sure.
Tell our listeners just a little bit about diabetes, the burden, that the everyday burden type things that people living with the condition regularly face. What's their you know, regular day like when you're fighting diabetes like that?
You know, when you have diabetes, your body does not regulate your glucose levels like somebody without diabetes. So these people living with diabetes really need to take on that challenge on their own. They're having to think about all the different things that can increase and decrease your glucose level and making adjustments in these during the day. The foods we eat are going to increase our glucose level, and then depending on how active we are, if we're really active, that might drop the glucose level. And also we always like to remind people that stress plays a big role in glucose level. And if people are having a very stressful day, their numbers may be rising. So it is really important for these people with diabetes to be monitoring their glucose, often frequently during the day, depending on the medications they're taking, and making adjustments as they go to try and keep their glucose in that normal range or as close to it as possible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Rainey, I'm going to jump to you now, just launching off what Amy just said. Mm-hmm. First of all, how long have you been living with diabetes? And give our listeners just a bit of a taste, if you would, just some of the challenges. You know, you're not complaining about it. It's just life. This is reality. But talk to our listeners a bit about some of the day-to-day, here's what you live with, challenges associated with living with diabetes.
Yeah, so I've been living with type 1 diabetes for over 27 years. So there are a lot of things that go into my day that are part of my diabetes management. Like Amy was saying, glucose monitoring is really, really big for me. And that's where the Abbott Freestyle Libre has been kind of a game changer. It's allowed me to monitor my glucose levels so much more closely, give me really rich data. And that really helps because day in and day out, the different things can impact my glucose levels. So I recently ran the Chicago Marathon, and all of that training was really interesting to see how my body and how my glucose levels would respond to all of the running. Days where I'm in the office all day getting a lot of work done, but maybe I'm not as active, that can impact it as well. So there are a lot of things that go into the management, and I have to be flexible and ready to make changes depending on what my glucose levels are doing. But the first step in all of that is making sure I know what's actually happening with my glucose levels. So having this new technology like Abbott Freestyle Libre, where it gives me like really, really good rich data about what my glucose levels are doing, is really helpful.
Oh, absolutely. And Amy, Rainey brings up a great point. It's something I wanted to touch on as well. I've got a couple of family members. I don't know if you can hear the smile in my voice. If I hear one more time, no, I don't need to check my glucose level. I'm feeling great. I feel fantastic. No need to check and no need to waste time doing that. It is so vitally important for people with diabetes. Everybody out there who has had a diagnosis of diabetes needs to monitor the dang glucose. Tell our listeners a little bit about this so they don't have to keep hearing it from me.
Okay. Yes, Krista, you are correct. If you have diabetes, you really do need to keep track of your glucose levels. The problem is if the glucose levels get too high and they stay high, you may feel just fine. You may not have any symptoms at all. But over time, this can cause a lot of damage inside the arteries from the high glucose levels. Can lead to increased risks of strokes, heart attacks, kidney disease, eye damage, nerve damage. So it really is important for people to pay attention, monitor their glucose, and make adjustments as needed. I think the reason people don't want to monitor their glucose is they really hate to stick their finger. They don't like poking their finger. They don't like the pain it causes. They don't like the time it takes. And that's where this new technology is really exciting, because with the Abbott's Freestyle Libre, they do not need to routinely poke their finger anymore. That's what people love about it. And us as healthcare providers love that when people are paying attention, when they're checking their glucose levels more often, they're able to make better decisions. They see what's going on. They see how, okay, well, you know, I went out to dinner and what happened to my glucose level? And maybe next time they can make, you know, some different choices to keep things under control. It really, just paying attention to your glucose levels improves them in so many cases.
That is fantastic. And you touched on so many important points there. I want to jump onto one of them. We're talking about, first of all, the leap in technology and science and breakthroughs is so heartening and so encouraging. Tell our listeners a bit about this Freestyle Libre 14-day that has recently gained FDA approval. It's no joke. It's out there, and it's a huge breakthrough in what we're talking about in managing this. Tell our listeners a bit about how this is superior to past ways of managing this.
This is really good times for diabetes. People have been waiting for this. I don't know, in my 16 years of working with people with diabetes, they keep asking, when am I going to be able to check my glucose level without having to poke my finger? So now this is a sensor that is inserted underneath the skin. It comes with an inserter, and the person does it at home every 14 days. They insert the sensor under their skin, and then they have a reader that they just wave over the sensor, and they see, this is my glucose level, not only what it is, but they see if it's going up, if it's going down, how fast it's moving. They can see the last few hours of their glucose on the screen. They can even download it to their computer, and they can look at days and days of data if they want to make adjustments or look for trends or patterns. So really, now people can easily monitor their glucose.
That is incredible. Rainey, back to you if I could. Just touching upon what she just said, you are such a fantastic role model for young people who are managing this condition. What role has technology like this Freestyle Libre 14, what has this done with regards to your diabetes management? How has this cut into the time required? Any kind of, you know, just figuring out what's going on for the day? Tell us how this has impacted your life.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the technology has really impacted the way that I tackle my own diabetes. I mean, I want to work smarter, not harder. And things like the Abbott Freestyle Libre really cuts down on the amount of time that I'm actually spending checking my glucose levels. It takes a lot of the guesswork out, because as Amy was saying, I get so much better data. So instead of the traditional finger poke, where I just get a single glucose reading, I'm now getting trends going up or down. So I can really be preventative in the way that I tackle it. So preventing the lows and the highs. There's so much about Abbott Freestyle Libre that I really like. So for anyone who's interested, I would really encourage them to go to the website, freestylelibre.us, because there's a lot of great information on there.
Outstanding. I knew the time was going to fly.
Yeah.
Ladies, this is fantastic. Rainey, thank you so much for all of your tremendous role modeling for the millions of people out there that are managing this condition. Amy, thank you so much for all of your great info on the latest breakthroughs. It is so heartening and so encouraging. God bless the doctors and researchers making this happen. You guys got an open mic anytime. Come on back and keep us updated. Let us know how you're doing.
Oh, thanks. We'd love that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour on another busy show day. And that means I've got the fabulous gentleman to my right here back with us in studio for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad. Welcome back, sir.
Hey there, kid. Glad to be here.
Good stuff. You've got your usual...
Like the fella says, you know, good to see you. Well, it's good to be seen.
That's right. All the above.
It's good to be seen.
You've got your usual folder of totally up-to-date, hot-off-the-presses info here. What are the tea leaves telling you this week, sir? How's the real estate market?
Well, I tell you, whenever I come in and we have airtime to fill on over 100 stations now.
We are coming up on 100 stations. We are very blessed. A great publicist, a great network at work here. And yes, thanks to all of their hard work, we are topping out at 100 stations, sir.
We are very, very blessed. Pleased to be a part of it.
Good stuff.
But Chrissy, first of all, would you please give the folks the telephone number for the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Do you have any questions about real estate? Give us a call at...
Absolutely, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
Once again, that's 484-574-4088. And the theme today is going to be...
Yes.
Folks, now is the best time you are going to see for the rest of your home buying lifetime...
Yep.
...to make that first home purchase or to make that move up buy is...
Right about now.
Right about now. Now, that doesn't mean that 6 months ago and a year ago wasn't as good or better a time to make that first buy.
Oh, no.
6 months, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago was a better time.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, you missed the opportunity.
Well, it might have been
better. You missed the opportunity.
From a pure pricing standpoint.
You missed the opportunity.
And an interest rate.
People react to pain, you know. And avoidance of pain is more powerful a motivator than and the anticipation of pleasure.
It's true. But 2 or 3 years ago, people might have been thinking that they were in a completely different earning market as well. Maybe they didn't have quite so much security about their job. Maybe they were a little worried for their spouse's job as well. So that all played into it. Now you've got pros and cons of a great economy. You're feeling much more secure in your job. Maybe you got the better paying job. And now as a result, you're going to find the numbers really moving, you know, in a great upward motion in the real estate market. Now's the time to dive in.
Absolutely. Now, when I say that this is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime, that doesn't mean that 6 months, a year from now, 5 years from now is going to be a bad time to buy real estate.
No, of course not.
My guess is that it's still going to be a very, very good time. But the reason I say that now is the best time you're going to have is that prices have gone up significantly over the last, we hit bottom in about 2012, somewhere between 2011 and 2013.
Right.
So we've been on the rebound for 5 to 7 years.
I can't believe that's been 5, 7 years,
We've been on the rebound for 5 to 7 years. But, folks, nobody can time that. Nobody's got a crystal ball except looking in the rearview mirror.
Yep.
So prices have gone up, but they haven't gone up as much as they're projected to.
Right.
Interest rates have gone up about a full percentage point from what they were in January of this year.
Yeah, and that adds
December
up.
December of last year. Yeah, every 1 percentage point raise on the principal and interest payment means it goes up by 10%.
Yep.
So
that's substantial.
If you could have bought a house for $1,200 a month, principal and interest a year ago, that same house now is going to cost you $1,200 plus $120, $1,320 a month. Significantly more, but still a real good deal.
Absolutely, yes.
But still a real good deal. Now, the reason I'm saying that it's the best time you're going to see for the rest of your home buying lifetime is there's lots of organizations what home prices are going to be by 5 years from now. Of different people like MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac, which is one of the big banks that keeps liquidity in the mortgage
system.
They're
no slackers.
Fannie Mae, another of the big banks that keeps liquidity in the mortgage system. National Association of Realtors, my national trade organization.
Yep.
They're all saying that over about the course of the next 5 years, about 25% is going to be the average increase in home prices
over
the next 5 years.
That's fantastic.
So, if you buy yourself a house for $300,000,
yep,
and it goes up 25%, and
nice.
Personally I'm thinking that could be a little bit on the conservative side.
Which is even more exciting.
Yeah. Well, that means that your house is going to be worth about $75,000 more.
Yep.
5 years from now. And all you've done is enjoy living there.
Yep.
You've increased your standard of living. Your family's more comfortable. Kids are happier.
Yep.
They like the neighborhood better. Folks, it's as close as you can come to a no-brainer.
And something we talked about before with this, you know, we talk about investing, and you and I are very big on the real estate thing, and people will think to themselves, you know, a 25% gain over 5 years, well, that's nice. It's kind of moderate gain. It's really not. It's kind of blockbuster gain, because we're talking about not taking $300,000 of your own cash and putting
good
it in the stock market and getting back 25%. We're talking about you investing perhaps as little as 10% into a great house in the real estate market, one that's well-researched.
10% or less.
Less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 years, in an investment that you're living in, an expense you'd have to be doing anyway, within 5 years, that $10,000 investment netting you $75,000 or more. That's the beauty of owning real estate. It's absolutely a no-brainer. That's why these numbers are so exciting. Despite them on the rise, it's still an incredibly exciting way to gain net wealth.
Yeah. For example, if you really want to get in for the minimum amount of money, you can probably find a deal to put 3.5% down on a $300,000 house.
Beautiful.
You do the math, that's $10,000.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now, to buy $300,000 worth of stock, you probably need $300,000,
yes,
or you might be able to establish a margin account where you could only put 50%
right,
of the money
something
down.
Like that.
But for $10,000, you can control an asset worth $300,000.
Exactly.
Now, that works great as long as prices are going up. If prices start going down, guess what happens? You sink quicker.
Yes.
But not very often does real estate go down.
Nope.
And when it does go down, it almost always recovers.
It always does.
That's not to say there's never going to be a correction in the real estate market. There will be.
Any investment market
there will be a correction in the real estate market. 10 to 20% is going to occur every few years.
In a healthy market. It's what you want.
I mean,
you hate that downturn, but you know it's a healthy part of any good market.
But like there are midterm corrections in bull markets.
Absolutely.
Of 10 and 20%. We haven't had one now for 10 years.
Yeah,
but we'll have one. So, folks, those are the reasons why I'm saying you should make that move now, whether it's the first-time buy or the move-up buy. You want to get different school district, closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws,
right,
whichever your drill is. But now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home-buying lifetime to make that kind of a move. And what that means is get yourself a good realtor, interview two at least, preferably three or four. Tell them what you want to do, and then say, how can you help me? Sit back and listen to them. Pick the one you're most comfortable with.
There you go.
And you will be on your way to increasing your family's net worth.
Yep. And you know what? We get it.
The time is now.
The time is now. And it gets intimidating, Dad. You know, people are driving home. They've got like 15 seconds of spare time. It's intimidating thinking about the numbers. They're thinking about, you know, we don't want to, you know, I've got so much going on with the kids in school. We've got grandkids coming to visit. Maybe we want to think about taking a vacation, whatever else. I don't want to spend some time thinking about this. I get it. I totally get it. You don't have a lot of energy. You don't have a lot of time. You think you might not even have the money to make the makeup move or whatever else. But when you're thinking about this next move, just know that everybody else who has ever done that, you know, move up, they've thought the same things that you're thinking. Get a realtor on the case. They don't get paid until you are 100% satisfied with all of your real estate moves. When that is complete and the house that you're looking for is right there in your grasp, that is when the realtor gets compensated. And in the meantime, they are working like a rented mule to make sure that you are happy. It's the way to get it done.
Rented mule.
That's right.
Quite an image.
Like the visual? Well, not in the fact that you do all this heavy lifting.
We're working
you
hard.
Do
you
do all
say,
of
yeah.
the burden. Mm-hmm. You take all of the burden off the customer's back. In a way, people just don't get that. They think, I have to do this by myself, I have to do this, and I have to do this. It's not the case. You've got people who are out there who have made it their working mission to do this for a living, and they're incredibly skilled at it in a way that you don't have to be. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call the realtor, and let someone else carry that burden for you. Everyone's a winner.
Yep, I agree. And the realtors only get paid when you are totally satisfied
right.
with the deal. And if you're buying, by the way, in most parts of the country, the expenses are paid by the seller. So
that's right.
In one sense, they're free. Now, they're really not free because it's your money they're using to finance the transaction.
Sure.
But that is the way the system is set up. So the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that initial buy or to make that move up buy is right now.
Exactly.
Right now.
It's exciting. It's intimidating, but mainly exciting. It's all good.
Okay, let's move on to the next topic here. And
yes.
Chrissy, what would you do if somebody came to you and said, well, I was going to think about buying a house, but now I'm convinced that it's better for me to rent than it is to buy. What would you say to that person?
I'd say, you know what? I can understand why you think that way. It might on the surface seem like it, but no, it is in the vast majority of cases. I'm tempted to say in 100% of the cases, it's simply long-term. Think long-term, people. Long-term, it's always better to own.
I think I would say something like, sit down, kid, you and I got to talk.
Exactly.
But I guess this proves that we hear a lot about fake news these days.
Oh, my God,
yes. We hear a lot about fake news.
Don't get me started.
Then I won't, okay.
There you go.
But there are news stories out there. People are being told, listen, you're better off to rent than you are to buy.
Mm-mm.
And folks, that is bogus. And if this wasn't family radio, I'd use a stronger term than bogus.
Yeah.
Although some of the letters would be the same.
That's right.
2008, the housing market crashed.
Yeah.
For reasons we'll explore at some point in time. Home values fell by as much as 60% in certain markets. And for a while there, yes, that was more economical to rent than to buy.
Yep.
But if you're being told now that it is more economical to rent than to buy, folks, that is simply not true.
Yep.
What you need to do, again, is get a hold of a good realtor and say, look, I'm thinking about buying and getting out of my rental situation here, where I'm probably spending $1,500, $2,000 a month or better. You can probably get into a decent-sized home that you can own for about the same price as you are renting and begin to build equity. This is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime.
Good stuff.
Thank you, dear, and we'll see you next week.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play, Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech, laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Hey, this is Ellen DeGeneres. We all have a vital role to play in helping California communities, firefighters, and first responders battling wildfires throughout the state. In this time of crisis, the entertainment community unites in support of those keeping us safe. Join us at musicforrelief.org/fire and give to provide firefighters with the critical equipment they need to protect our neighborhoods. That's musicforrelief.org/fire. Thanks.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. You guys know how much I loved this guest last week. I'm a huge fan, first of all, of movies that aren't a sequel of a sequel of a sequel of a sequel, not to mention stories of great self-made legends in any genre, whether it's in inventing or sports or writing or parenting or you name it. The story of Jim Thorpe is one that needs to be brought to the big screen, and it will be only because of the hard work of people like Mr. Wheeler, who I had on with me last week. Angelina Jolie is bringing that story to magnificent life as only she can. Had a great chat with him last week. It wasn't enough for me, so I'm dragging him back this week. He joins us via our newsmaker line. Mr. Wheeler, thank you so much for coming back to the show. An amazing athlete, and we don't hear enough about him. Why do you think that is?
It was before videotape, television, and also the racism, the prejudice was extreme in the late 1800s and early 1900s. That's why I'm so thrilled and blessed, along with my wife, to work with Angelina Jolie and Abraham Taylor to tell what we believe is a story that's never been told. With this dream team that Angelina and Abraham have put together with Martin Sensmeyer and all the different people that they're working with, I introduced Abraham to Bill and Richard Thorpe, Jim's surviving sons, also the leaders of the Sac and Fox Nation, and it's Sterling Harjo, so it's just an amazing group of people. They share an unflinching desire, I think is the best way to put it, Kristen, to create a movie that's not only about Jim Thorpe, the athlete and man, but also the kind of treatment the Native Americans received at the hands of the government and society in the late and early 20th centuries in this country when they were indoctrinated into a culture that wasn't their own. And that, in my opinion, implies that assimilation, that once you acculturate, you're going to be welcomed into the larger United States society on an equal playing field. And that belief that once you've been assimilated, you'd be welcomed into the society. Native Americans weren't even granted citizenship until 1924, which I find ironic. In my research, Jim's widow showed me a letter that Jim got from the President of the United States after the 1912 Olympics, where he won all of those events, as I mentioned in the previous show, the decathlon and pentathlon, from President Taft, said, "You have set a high standard of physical development, which is only attained by right living and right thinking, and your victory will serve as an incentive to all to improve those qualities which characterize the best type of American citizen." And it wasn't 12 years later until Indians were granted the right of citizenship. Another fact that I'm thrilled that Angelina and Abraham are picking up on was when the athletes were boarding the ship bound for the Olympics from New York City to go to the Olympics in Stockholm in 1912, as they were filing onto the ship, athlete after athlete was given first-class accommodations. And then comes Jim Thorpe and Abel Kiviat, his roommate, who is a Jewish athlete from New York. They were made to sleep in the basement of the ship in steerage.
Wow.
Despite that, he was able to succeed. And again, picture in your mind, a lot of your listeners will have had experiences with a coach who will say, okay, we're coming to the summer. Let's keep you in shape so you'll be in shape for the football season coming in the fall. I'm going to send you to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. This is from Carlisle to a friend of mine who's a baseball coach, and he'll keep you in shape, pay you $2 a game, and then you will not have, you know, the layoff will not have affected your athletic prowess. That event, the playing of baseball, the summer baseball, is what ruled Jim Thorpe a professional in the eyes of the International Olympic Committee, which I feel was a disgrace, and as I said at the earlier program, was an infringement upon their own rules. In fact, when I interviewed the president of the International Olympic Committee, that was my shortest interview, Kristen. He said, turn the tape recorder off. It was after a 90-second interview, because I had asked him the question. I said, why for 46 years have you resisted the restoration of Jim Thorpe's Olympic honors? So when my wife and I founded the Jim Thorpe Foundation, again, as I previously mentioned, Flo found this document from the 1912 Olympics that said that Jim Thorpe could not have been judged because the statute of limitations had expired. And on that one technicality, this horrible injustice was able to be corrected.
That's fantastic. It's always those one-liners that it's just a dream. That's like a movie in itself right then and there. All of your hard work coming to fruition on the big screen, what is your biggest goal? We got about 3 minutes left. I can't stand how fast the time goes when you and I connect. I could talk to you all day. What are your biggest goals when it comes to this movie coming out? What is the message above all else that you want to have brought out in this? I love this movie already. I haven't even seen it. What are your biggest goals for this movie?
Well, as I said earlier, that the biggest goal, Jim Thorpe's, one of his sons who has deceased, was the chief of the Sac and Fox tribe. He said that what saddens him is a lot of young people, their only knowledge about Jim Thorpe and indeed about history is sometimes in the movies. And they don't read as much as they used to. And again, this I consider this an amazing blessing that Abraham Taylor has put this team together. And as I said earlier, that Martin Sensmeyer, it's amazing the training that he's doing, the physical training and the mental training and research that he's doing. This is something to the historian in me and to a person who likes young people to be inspired. This is going to be a true-to-life story of overcoming amazing odds. And if I have a few seconds left, the one image that jumps out at me is that before the 1,500-meter race, the final event in the decathlon competition, 2 minutes before the race, Jim reached into his duffel bag and someone had stolen his shoes. He races into the locker room and asks the athletes, can anyone loan me a pair of shoes? And they ignored him. He dumped the trash can out, found one left shoe that was too small, raced out onto the field. Now he's got a minute before disqualification. He grabs a burn barrel, a giant burn barrel, turns it upside down, finds a right shoe that's too big. He throws on a bunch of socks on one foot to accommodate for the big shoe, and the other one went barefooted into the shoe and got there with seconds to spare for the race to begin. He took off, won the gold medal, won the race, and set a world record.
Unreal.
One story, Kristen, has inspired so many people who get discouraged. And here's Jim competing against the greatest athletes in the world with two mismatched shoes, but he didn't quit.
Bob Wheeler, fantastic author. Find this book, guys. Read it. Jim Thorpe, an amazing movie to come, thanks to all of his hard work. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been fantastic once again. Please keep in touch. We'd love to have you back on when the movie comes out. Take care. And you know what, guys, for all of you listening out there, you know that I'm not much of a moviegoer. I love to do stuff on DVD. I love to hang out at home, and I certainly love a good book. But when this movie comes out about Jim Thorpe, courtesy of Angelina Jolie, no less, thanks to the incredible work of Bob Wheeler, you know I'm going to go. And I really encourage you to do the same. I can't wait for this to come out. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.